from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. You know, it feels like a lot has happened.
Excited.
Since I was last on. Salute. Joe Biden. Yep. That happened this weekend. No longer seeking re-election. Bowed out of the race yesterday. He's endorsing Kamala Harris for president. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, at some point today. My man Brad is here. He's with me.
It's good to have you back, Jason. I missed you, man.
Man, I feel real giddy to be back.
Yeah.
Weird. I didn't, you know, about 5 minutes ago, I wasn't feeling this. But to see you guys, sweet faces.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed you.
After a trip to New York, and I did talk to John after I got back, but a lot of rude people up there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I'm back among my people today.
There you go.
You know, here on the show.
Now you are, buddy.
Zaire Williams, no longer a Grizzly.
You in Memphis from New York. He out of Memphis to New York. So a little bit of a trade here.
Teach him how to ride that train up there. I was going the wrong way on the subway up there. We got a Summer League championship tonight.
That we do.
I know you've been excited. You've been plugged in.
Yeah, I've been watching
each game,
amount of Summer League, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because it's something that you've had to hold on to. I feel like things start to pick up now. We're going to have the Olympics coming back.
That's right.
I'm watching training camps open up. It's about to get a lot easier for you.
Yes.
I'm back. Brad's here. We're all happy to be back. Thank you for holding it down, you two gentlemen, the way
did. Glad to do it. It was fun.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't want to, like, sort of overdo it on the missing you part because, you know, you deserve your time.
Thank you.
I don't want to make you feel
family
guilty.
Time. And I still don't have my wife.
Yeah.
She's gone.
We'll get to here in just a moment. But the reason why I don't want to overdo it is because, you know, I will indeed play that Uno reverse, you know, at some point on you someday. I just don't. And it's not like
don't
that.
Be rude about it.
Exactly.
Don't overtake.
It's just exactly.
Don't overtake.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No, I think like a good 2-week Europe vacation, you know.
I don't know about 2 weeks.
No, but I would do it.
If you go to Europe, you're silly if you're not spending at least 2 weeks, right?
Yes, I did the other, never do that again.
Exactly.
I mean, I was there for a week last summer, and my body never even adjusted to the damn time difference. You know, you just not enough time.
Yeah, you sounded miserable.
Yeah, which I was.
Both there and when you got back.
But, listen, it's good to have you back.
I'm not miserable. I'm in a good mood.
You back. As you said, Joe Biden not back.
But isn't that something to celebrate in a way? Perhaps.
Yeah,
not for others. But what a historic day.
It was. It turned out to be.
That's a story.
It was. Yeah. I think, you know, at the absolute least, it was that. It was history. And, you know, it's not necessarily like.
I know you got the odds.
Well, because some people will say, like, like, this is what Democrats would say, right? Democrats would say that was a move for America that he did that, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Republicans would say, does Joe Biden even know that he stepped down yet?
Right.
You know, like, that's the sort
he's
of
he's just
the,
still waking up to the news.
Like, he doesn't even, like, know, maybe, that he stepped down.
I mean, some of it, again, this was something that was overdue, and some of us were saying it right after the debate.
Yeah, that, the that debate needed sealed that. It.
And again, this was, it's taken so long here to sort of get to a point that you felt like was inevitable. I'm happy we're here now. So,
yeah.
And it's you know, either way you look at it, maybe you still feel the same way, but it is a new race in many ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
In many ways.
And history will, you know, maybe continue to be made as Kamala Harris is more than likely, almost certainly, the presidential nominee.
Has anybody stepped up yet?
Everybody has
watching all day.
Out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's sort of stood down.
Right. They're
I'm not. I was watching all day yesterday.
Rallying around Kamala here.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it was definitely, you know, I have my own thoughts about it that I will keep away
sure
from the airwaves.
Well, share those with Jeff. All right.
Yeah.
You guys get political.
I don't know if I'll be sharing anything with Jeff other than a lawsuit.
I saw that something else happened when I was gone. I heard the story this morning. He owes you a little money, it looks like.
I think he absolutely does. I mean, it's just ridiculous what I had to endure this weekend at the hands of his animals.
What's he got, pit bulls over there?
Bro, you would have thought.
What's he running over there at that house?
Now, you know sometimes when you come in the studio, he'll have them damn dogs in the van. And I think that's why. I think that dog's got some frustration for
Joker's
being
secretly vicious.
Yeah, man. He's like, you can't just keep him in the van. You know, he's clearly like...
Maybe he just got something against old J&J.
I don't know. I definitely considered the white dog's fist scenario, even though I am a white man.
Well, you're always dressed in black, though.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I think we may need to have an educational viewing of white dog here on the show today. Jason Fitz going to join us at 1:25, talking to him about NFL training camps. Every team's in training camp.
Gosh.
You're watching Hard Knocks. So
Yeah. It's been good.
We'll get into that today on the show. Got Respect Burgers at 1 mm-hmm. o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it, Summer League Championship. We have a lot of other things that we like to touch on here to start the week. So, as we like to do, let's do a little cap or no cap.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now, it's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
For no cap.
I'm going to say that that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
The Memphis Grizzlies will, later today, win the Summer League Championship. 2.5-point favorites, according to your favorite sportsbook.
Almost lost the Clippers.
They did.
So, and then you don't have Edie. You don't have LaRavia. And you won't have Cam, right? Those guys have been sat.
That's
They're
correct.
Done. So I'm not going to sit up here and make some prediction based on, you know, Scottie Pippen and Gigi Jackson. That's really what it comes down to. I hear you've been tough on old Scottie.
I really don't think I've
what
talked a lot about
What is there not
him?
To like about this man?
Well, he's just...
Well, you talk a lot about him to me.
I talk to you privately.
You're not sharing this with the people. What you truly feel?
Well, I think like
which is what?
Which is that he's 23 and he's out here bullying.
So you don't even think he should be here, which means the Grizzlies shouldn't even be playing for a championship. Their first since 19 summer league.
I think they should have shut Scottie down.
Okay, see there are some real feelings that apparently didn't get out there.
I mean, the Cavs shut down Craig Porter Jr. Right? I mean, they stopped. So I'm just like, why are we? You know, I don't think GG or Scottie should be playing at this point. But you're here, so whatever. I guess you might as well.
Gigi's 19.
Yeah.
Told you this from a giggle.
But he's out here. Now he's bullying everybody, too. Like, he's out here. You know, it's all of it. It's all these guys.
But, again, you let the kids play.
Yeah.
Now, Scottie, I could see. I mean, again, there's an opportunity to play him as the backup point guard on a two-way, whatever you feel like. I mean, to me, you know, that I could see the case for both to sit him down. Either way, hey, at least you're not sitting this thing out. At least you're playing for something. And I'm glad that Gigi and those guys who have at times – and maybe not so much against the Clippers game in this last one, but at times have played really well defensively. It's unfortunate that Edie's not playing, you know, but I think we saw enough of him as well. Listen, are they going to win? I have no idea. This Miami team, also undefeated. Did you see their margin of victory? They've been killing people.
Yep.
How much of Summer League Miami have you watched? You said you watched a lot of Summer League.
Not much.
Again, the matchups tonight, it's Summer League. Yeah, it'd be nice to see the Grizzlies win another Summer League title, man, just for the effort that Scottie, Gigi, these guys that have been out there. Jalen Wells had a great game against the Clippers. What, 28 points, shot the ball well. It's what you like to see. I just want to see more of that. Whether they win or not, well, nothing really up for grabs here.
Yeah.
I know for those guys, it probably feels like a little more, but.
Right. I mean, so basically the Heat is Khalil Ware. It's Isaiah Stevens from Colorado State last year. It's Cole Swider. Those are sort of the main guys for the Heat.
I think it's mission accomplished for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is...
And in terms of summer league. So if you get the championship, it's cherry on top, right? I mean, that's how you're looking at this thing. I'm not going to poo-poo the thing at all. I'll be watching tonight, seeing if Scottie Pippen Jr. going to get another triple-double while you out here hating on him.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's just bullying. He's just bullying these folks. That's all.
That's fine. But it's not, I mean, again, backup point guard, you got other options. Yeah, I don't want to say he's not valuable. He can be valuable in the sense next year, obviously, for you. There's a chance he's, you know, a good chance you're playing him quite a bit for those 50 games on the two-way until you decide to do something with the contract. But at this point, it should be cherry on top if they win. Go get it.
Yeah,
go beat Miami.
Why
are they favored with Miami's point diff and everything else, having given them, what, the one seed?
Because the Grizzlies have tried really hard.
Why should we stop them at this point? You're already shorthanded. You may as well go out and win the damn thing.
Yeah, so... if you look at, like, the game yesterday, it's just kind of funny to look at, like, you know, the box score. Like, the Grizzlies, like, played everybody 30-plus minutes. You know what I mean? Like, they played, like...
I mean, at this point, you had made the semifinals. You're going to try to win the dang thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing for more than these other teams.
37 minutes for GG, 38 minutes for Jalen Wells, 33 minutes for Scotty. Whereas if you compare it to the Clippers, 25, 26, 27, 24, 24, 17, 11, 12, 11. Like, they were actually like, you know, the Grizzlies are like, they really want to win.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not as deep with those key guys down.
Yeah, I guess
so. If you want to win, some of those top guys are going to have to play, and obviously they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so listen, I suppose the Grizzlies will win, although I don't feel amazing about it. It's not something that I'm like running
exactly
to the window to bet, for example. I had the Clippers plus 5.5 yesterday against the Grizzlies. It was free money. There's no doubt about that. And that's even after Jordan Miller fouled out. And it took
was hooping.
It took Jalen Wells going, what, 7 of 8 from three? My God. I mean, he was unbelievable yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, that was like, whoa.
6 of 7.
6 of 7, yeah.
Nine of 12 overall.
I mean, that really, I guess, would be my take from Summer League is the Grizzlies really might have found two elite shooters in the second round.
I'm just saying, what you hoped you were getting advertised in terms of a Summer League test, you saw it on the floor. It translated. Now, again, breaking into a rotation, that's still you're still a long way off, but for what you drafted them for, you saw it not just flash. You saw both of those guys have good games, take over games.
Yeah, so I think you're right. Mission accomplished. They will try, but I think if I was going to, I won't say that. That's politically incorrect in this day and age. But if you forced me to bet on a side, I would go Heat plus 2.5. If you forced me, I don't think they should be laying 2.5 against the Heat. But could they still win? Sure.
I just think Grizzlies a little thin to be laying 2.5.
Right, agreed with that. But Scottie Pippen has been the best player a lot of the time. In these games. I mean, gets to the foul line, like you said, triple-double. Like, he knows.
Yeah, 10-10, 23-10-10 yesterday.
He's going to
be... I get it. I mean, you look at him, you say he shouldn't be here. So I completely get the sentiment. But
right.
You're talking about a two-way guy, a guy that you've got on a two-way deal, you've got control of.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a ton of risk here letting him play 30-something minutes and try to win a summer league title.
No, I'm with you.
Let those guys take the picture, hopefully win the thing.
So, I'll say I'll say a Grizzlies win.
Look, I mean, this could be the most meaningful basketball G.G. Jackson could play in a while.
That's true.
You, he ain't automatically part of the rotation when you start the season next year. Let me tell you that.
I 100% agree.
Especially you're bringing back Kennard.
I'd say he's out of it.
To start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he beats somebody in camp.
So go ahead and let him ball out here because it's about to be a deal where he's going to be fed much less, obviously.
All right.
Much less.
Jason Smith, you're pumped for the Liberty Bowl renovations, phase two. Cap or no cap?
Well, I don't want to come in here poo-pooing on a Monday. It's a pretty day outside. I'm back. We're all together again. It's a good thing. Do we have to have a press conference for every phase?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask that question fairly? I know a ton of concrete, tons and tons are coming down today. I just want to see this thing as it, you know, just show me the pictures, the progress pictures. I'm not necessarily tuned into the day-to-day, but to see the presser that phase two has started is a good thing for Simmons Bank.
Yeah, I mean, I I am excited, but, you know.
I'm the only one that calls it the sim.
Yeah.
So I'm really the barometer.
You are the barometer.
And if I'm not really excited about phase two starting, you know, you got to ask yourself, are you being honest with yourself if you tell yourself you're just giddy about it? I'm giddy about the support. I'm giddy about what's happening at Memphis with the athletics department. You got a new athletic director, what, about to start next week, formally, I think. Starts on Monday, next Monday. And so it's a very exciting time for Memphis, but I don't need to see each piece of concrete fall.
Right.
Just me.
Show me the baby.
Just give me you. Give me those pictures of the progress.
Right.
I love those.
Right.
And we'll see that finished picture. I did see what we're going down to what we expect, about 30,000.
Yeah, 32,000.
32,000. Yeah. We all knew this was coming, and so it looks like plans are moving ahead. That's always good news.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll be excited. I said last week it probably makes the Memphis football ticket a little hotter, right? Just because there's not as many. You know, you're not just going to be able to probably just walk up, you know, and sit down. I mean, they would announce more than 32,000 for a lot of games, right? There were certain games where they were over 32,000. So you're not going to be able to just walk up. You're going to have to, like, plan. And so that'll make for a hotter ticket, more in demand, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we always talked about, right? Like, go to a 40,000-seat stadium.
Well, if you're rolling up on an undefeated season, or, you know, and even if you lose to Florida State, I think it's actually based on the way you play, still people are going to be feeling giddy about their chance to make a college football playoff. There's a reason that place could be packed. I understand, you know, I heard Jeff talking about before I left for New York, you know, season tickets. You know, maybe they're not through the roof right now in terms of people calling. Memphis folks get excited about Memphis football when the season starts.
Right.
And so I have no doubt that season will be that excitement will be palpable by the time the season's rolled around.
Right. So I'm excited, but it's like it's so hard to even like feel because it's so far away. You know what I mean? It's not.
The end of it? Yes.
Yeah.
The end of the renovations? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a little early in the process to be excited about.
Yeah, exactly. When we start to see, all right, now it's almost finished. Now mm-hmm. we can start to think about enjoying this again. And I'll be excited for the FedEx Forum whenever that happens, right? I mean, that's coming, those renovations, you know, for the Grizz. So,
I mean, I know you had some special times in that press box, didn't you? How many games you cover in that thing?
I used to go to a lot. I used to cover a lot.
We used to play high school games in there, the Bridge Builders Classic,
yeah.
Before the start the prep season we used to play in there and cover from that press box or whatever.
Yeah.
I probably had old Black and Mild outside the side door of that thing, not proud of it, but, you know, breaking the law a little bit. That'll be some of my memories in that thing. Obviously the big games, but I was talking
right.
about in terms of the press box memories.
Yeah, no, I covered every game for Memphis from the press box in 2015. So that last year of Fuente, I was there every game. And you got to sort of, like, get used to it and enjoy it, but it was a dump, bro. I mean, that thing was a dump.
One of my first stories for the Helmsman was about going onto the wrong level, the donor level.
Right. With all
to go up there, to go thinking I was going into press row. Literally had never been. Student reporter.
Yep.
Seeing Billy Smith up there, all these Tigers.
Yeah.
Not understanding, dude, that's not press row. I hadn't been there since I was a kid. My dad had taken me long ago since I had on the wrong floor. I'm eating the chicken. I'm eating the rendezvous. I'm eating everything. All the way up until the half. I come down, back then still was smoking too. Come down, the guy from the Helmsman smoking. He said, "Where you been?" I said, "I've been on press row." Man, I was sitting on the donor level.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Came back down, found out. This is where I had been. Bunch of dudes look like you up there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
But Billy had waved at me. That made me feel at home for
there
that first
go.
Half.
There you go.
Student reporter. Stories. Remember
all right.
those days.
Jason will ever see his wife again.
Oh.
Cap or no cap?
Yeah, we're going to talk about my wife before we talk about Caitlin. I can't believe you.
Yeah, we're not
WNBA All-Star Weekend.
I don't feel like
momentous
it.
To you.
I don't feel like it.
The history that was made this weekend in Phoenix. My goodness.
I don't feel like having a critical race.
You know, my wife, she's caught in the glitch, and we're both frustrated. Y'all remember the glitch that affected America last week?
Yes, the outage.
Was that some download software, or was it the freaking XAI we got here? Y'all turned it on.
That's what they say. They say it was an update.
It's ridiculous. She's still, because she's caught in Chattanooga. She's been there for, right when we got back from New York, she left back out on business. Only supposed to be gone 3-4 days. She's still caught in the glitch. She's stuck in Chattanooga. Can't get a flight home until tomorrow. Been 2 days of this mess.
She's in Chattanooga, for real?
Bed lonely. Son malnourished because dad can't cook. Okay? Tired of going out.
Mm.
Tired of getting food. Tell that boy cook himself some ravioli. Get it out of the can.
Yeah.
Cook it yourself. That's why we grocery. But we're out and almost out of groceries. Wife's gone again. She's now expected to be back sometime tomorrow. I said, rent a car. It's only 4.5. You're in Chattanooga, not China. Okay? Cars are gone because many others canceled
Same
flights,
idea.
Everything. Many others have driven out of Chattanooga already. So all cars gone. Can take a bus tonight at 7 or just come back 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Right.
American Airlines finally got on a flight.
Damn.
So she's been gone a whole nother week for what should have been about a 3-4 day trip.
Dang.
Yeah, sad, sad. Again, not a good situation for us
right.
at home, but dad's holding it down.
So, I mean, you know, there's a certain, like, you know, you miss her, but, like, you know, it is kind of nice.
I woke up this what's kind of nice?
To just have the bachelor feeling.
Nah, that's the first couple of days when, you know, you walk around in your T-shirts and stuff, and now Chris isn't even wearing a shirt anymore. He's not brushing his teeth anymore. Well, now we're like savages.
Right.
You know, because, again, you need the woman at some point to keep you in line because you just revert back to your savage self.
Yes.
If she's not around. Right. And so, yeah, that's good for the first couple of days, John, but then it gets lonely.
Well, yeah.
And again, if I don't go grocery shopping today.
Right.
Chris may not live.
You got to get that Walmart Plus, bro.
I'm sorry?
You got to get that Walmart Plus. They deliver to your house.
My wife got so caught up. Yet she was supposed to have the groceries delivered. She got caught up in her mess, holding on the phone, couldn't get it done.
Oh, no, she
couldn't. So I woke up this morning a little bit frustrated. Right. Projected that onto her. Not a good idea.
Yeah, but she should have gotten the groceries handled. I mean, it's her son.
I want you all to know, we're doing better. You know, we just celebrated 15. That was momentous. You didn't put a like or a love on the Facebook post, but that's okay now. You're just on TikTok. I understand.
Yeah.
I think Brad did. I appreciate you guys. You know, 15, not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy to do. But, I mean, we were just at each other's necks 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
I was telling another couple that yesterday at church.
Yes.
You look back on it, and there is no good marriage that doesn't have a couple tough weeks, a
Absolutely.
Couple tough months, maybe a couple of tough years. No marriage is perfect. You're always working on it. And I was so proud to celebrate 15 with the love of my life.
Yeah, like,
who is in Chattahoochee. Get back home, honey. If any truck driver may perhaps pick up, I need to check your records. I'm not gonna solicit that. We just need baby home.
Yeah, to be clear,
not any truck.
Almost
driver.
Like never.
Maybe some of our listeners that we trust, some of those truckers that we trust.
Yeah.
Maybe they could get Faith home back from Chattanooga.
I don't really use Facebook.
I've noticed.
I don't even have the app on my phone.
Right.
So if it posts on Facebook, it's because I posted on Instagram and
then I have both. It's posted on both.
Yes.
And I don't think you liked on Instagram either. I think you're on IG less. Again, you're becoming more and more TikTok based, it feels like to me.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm monitoring.
I'm sort of over social media. I've made.
Well, I understand with the whole, you know, Tilray thing.
Well, that's not why. But I guess that's symptomatic.
Yeah.
That's symptomatic
I get
of
it.
The whole thing. I have made myself, I'm trying to count right now. I have made myself personally 3 posts on Instagram this year in 7 months, almost 8. I made 3 myself.
Well, you are pulling away.
Reposting. I'm just like, you know, there's no, at this point in my life, there's just no value in social media, bro. Like,
okay.
You know, it's just, you guys are all complete, you know, toxic.
Not all of them.
Toxic people.
Facebook still a lot of times is still.
Yeah, because you have to put your name
but
on there,
then
right?
You get pulled into the political, and I understand it can go there. But Facebook's still a nice place on most days.
My goal now moving forward is like do what I have to do to protect my peace.
Yes. Well, that's a good goal.
And social media does not really help me in doing that.
That's fair.
So I just like whatever. Like I'll come on there and I'll you know send something, but I'm trying to like migrate away from it totally. Oh. And if that costs me. Like something professionally, so be it. You know, at least I'll be happier.
I doubt it'll cost you.
You know what I mean? But anyway, yes, I'm glad to hear that there's at least a plan. Jessica Benson's driving back from Vegas. She got stuck.
She's caught in the glitch too?
Yeah, she got stuck because of Delta, and she is driving back from Las Vegas. That's a 23-hour drive.
I know, that's why I kept getting stuck. You're only 4.5 hours away. Just get in a car, but you can't get a car.
Can't get a car.
Everybody's in a car.
At what point do you say, I'll just walk?
You don't, no.
We
did get to the point, what point do I just go up there and get her?
Oh, that's interesting.
And then I can be back before that flight lands tomorrow now.
That's right.
You know.
So you should leave
don't say
after
that.
The show.
She might be listening.
there's no reason for you not to leave after
the show. Oh, it's you know, knight in shining armor.
No, it's just like your wife's stuck and you should just go get her.
Oh, you say that's just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
No, that's not just a no-brainer. That's gassing up and everything else.
Your car works again.
Bro, I've been taking care of her child for the last
week. It's your child.
Now I got to go take care of her, too. Go get. What are you talking about? Dad already got enough responsibility.
I mean, you're talking about how much you miss her. You won't even go get her, man. You won't even go pick her up.
Four and a half is what, 9?
Yeah, so leave after the show. That gets you back at 11. I mean, it ain't ideal.
Bro, she can sit in a room and then take the plane tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
2:30, be back in Memphis at 5.
When was she supposed to get back?
American Airlines owes her this. The way the flights are now, who even knows if she gets it back if she doesn't take it?
When was she supposed to get back?
I don't think it's
originally
a no-brainer for me to just ball
no,
up there.
If the flight's tomorrow,
I've been on the road,
yeah,
bro.
No,
I've been driving. I've been chauffeuring.
I was saying, if it was like Wednesday or Thursday, she couldn't get a flight until, like, I'd say you go get her. But if it's tomorrow, you might as well just, yeah.
If we were going on the weekend or something, it'd be completely different.
Yeah.
Get up and work with you tomorrow.
Yeah, but it is also your child, to be clear. CJ is your child. It's not her child. It's your child as well.
Believe me, it's funny how times have flipped. Remember the hell she used to give me in my first 2 years of CJ when I was on the road for the Tigers?
That's right.
Acting like she raised him by herself.
That's right.
So best believe I'm flipping the script.
No, sometimes we like to use this show basically as therapy for Jason, just when he gets a chance to
It's helped my marriage, I'll
rant.
Be honest with you, talking it out.
Yeah, it's always like going at faith, but it helps. You know, it's a helpful mechanism
for you. I get to vent here.
Right, and somehow she doesn't hear about it, which is fantastic. I guess we all just kind of keep it to ourselves amongst each other. But hopefully she gets back on time tomorrow.
Let's hope.
So the home can sort of start to, you know, resume as normal.
Balance back out.
I know what that is like, brother. I feel you 100%. Mm. All right, last thing here. LeBron, after willing the United States to a victory against South Sudan.
Thank goodness.
Is the right choice for the flag bearer and as the flag bearer for the United States.
I think this is no cap. He's the right choice. You realize there's never been another NBA player? There's been other basketball players. I think Dawn Staley's done it. There was one other women's basketball player, I think, that has done it. But I think I was listening to Jeff again this morning, so it's like confirmed that he's the first NBA guy. Steph was obviously also up for it. I think it's fine. I realize in terms of, and Jeff was making the case, well, in terms of Olympic success, right, does LeBron represent the best of us when you've got some other folks there, Simone Biles, you know, some others, in terms of Olympic success? And should that be sort of the representative, those kinds of athletes, right, that are doing it more there than sort of in their professional careers? And so I'll hear that. But let's be real. I mean, LeBron is the face of the NBA, and man, had to Willis at 39 years old I know it was a friendly, but good Lord, if they'd lost that game, were they 43.5-point favorites? And either way, you saw LeBron end up winning the game. Makes a lot of sense that he's out there. Give old Captain America the go. Been in the news all summer because of Bronny. What are we talking about here?
I don't even know.
It's fine.
In 2020, it was somebody named Eddie Alvarez. I don't even know who that is. So, I mean, if he can do it, then LeBron certainly can do it. You know who Eddie Alvarez is?
Well, the name is so familiar. I feel like we should know who Eddie Alvarez is.
He apparently is a Boston Red Sox.
Okay, yes. So, yeah, that's why. I see it on SportsCenter every other day.
But I've never heard of him. And maybe I should, but I haven't. So, anyway, if he can do it, then I would say LeBron certainly. I mean, yeah, Steph would have a case, you know. But, I mean,
it's his first.
Yeah.
Olympics, I think.
Yeah, but I think, yeah.
So, I mean, I could understand LeBron stepping down, too, but LeBron ain't going to stand down.
Are you
honored? He hit the heart with it when they told him.
Right.
No, this is for America.
But it can be man
and
or
good
woman.
Good Lord. I mean, he had to save us against the South Sudanese and Luol Deng.
Right, he did. It can be man or woman, though? Right?
Yes.
Okay, Sue Bird in 2020.
Sue Bird is the other women's basketball player, and then there was two. I think Dawn Staley before her.
I mean, it could have been like, you know, Coco Gauff or something, I guess. Simone Biles could have done
Simone,
it.
I said, but I think she's done it or done something similar. Maybe the ending I heard was something along those
lines. Do you like a light a torch or something?
Simone, let's be real. Simone should be the, you know, for what she's going for now, competing in her late 20s.
Right, because it's her last, right?
It got to be.
And it's LeBron's last.
Yes.
So it's like, it's tough. It's like, how do you sort of.
It needs to be LeBron's last. If he doesn't stand down now,
oh, 100%.
He never will.
All right, I'm just going to, like, how many of these people do you, like, know? Lope Lomong.
Come on, bro.
That was our 2008 flag bearer.
Oh no, I don't know that person.
Mariel Zagunas.
Yep. That's why, I mean, we had to raise the bar. We needed to raise it.
I mean, I'm like, who the hell are these people? I feel like I follow sports pretty close. I don't know who these people are. But, yeah, it'll be LeBron. I think I'm with it. I have no problem with it. So, when is that?
Opening ceremony is Friday, John.
Friday, okay.
Wait, now, there will be some events before that.
Is it tape delay?
Official. Is it? I'm guessing it is.
Okay. Well, is
maybe it?
It
won't have to be.
Yeah, it's only 6 hours, right?
Yeah, maybe it won't have
to be. 6 or 7 hours.
It's a good question I don't know the answer to.
No, it'll be like during our show, probably.
Has that been Spielberg we've been seeing the commercials with that says you can't wait for this? Is that it's some you haven't seen it? You're not hype about the Olympics? You haven't seen the commercials?
Yeah, I'm hype.
I think it's NBC that's running them. I'm perhaps hype. That I've seen. I don't want to be making that up, but I think it's Steven Spielberg. It looks like he's had something to do with the opening or what we're going to see. They've been using him to hype it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, you really tuned in, but
I haven't seen. I saw the Nike commercial. That's what I saw.
Did you watch us against the South Sudanese?
I was actually at Topgolf.
You didn't even see it.
I was following it along.
Did you have South Sudan plus 43 and a half?
I did. I didn't have anything in that game.
Because I told you about Malawach, the boy that's going to Duke.
He had a big three late. Jones was doing us in.
Karlik?
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yes. Yeah.
Bro, almost. Did he have a triple-double? Because the announcer was going crazy about him. Karlik Jones.
Well, I mean, let me
also,
ask you.
Also, wasn't Wenyen Gabriel, former Grizzly, out there too, shining against LeBron?
Sure.
He was out there. I think he spent some time here, if I'm not mistaken. Luau Deng put this team together. Man, early respect burger to South Sudan.
Respect.
Don't have an indoor court in the whole country.
That's insane.
Go out there and give our best. And let me tell you this. If it hadn't been for Derek White, who I made fun of, for being on this team, getting a hand up late to block that putback dunk attempt, they might have been walking away with the biggest upset ever.
Don't you
think? I realize it was a friendly, but come on. That was unbelievable. They're doing it against Stephen LeBron.
Right.
I don't care that KD is out. Should have been that close.
Don't you think?
Man, that was scary.
That's why,
man, they played their tails off.
They did compete, right? Like, because they just have... this was like their moment, right? Like,
yes, and Steve Kerr had given USA the morning off and everything else. They totally underestimated these dudes.
Right.
They didn't know half the roster. And South Sudan came and took it to them.
They did.
These folks just got their independence a few years ago from Sudan.
Right,
like, their story's amazing.
Yes.
Luau Deng told them a few years ago, we're going to put together a team that can compete on the national level and go for it. And he's basically, somebody else compared him, I'm stealing from someone, but I heard it, I thought it was great, the Grant Hill sort of putting this team together, finding folks with South Sudanese ties, and putting this team. And, man, they gave, what a moment for their country. Even in falling, like, their effort in that game. And you saw it sort of in the way LeBron went afterwards. And he did the whole, I'd rather play close games than blowouts. This is more of a test. But you saw the respect level when he went to Gabriel at the game. Man, they had to give those boys respect.
No doubt.
Them brothers respect, man. They came for their necks.
Yeah, no, I'm...
That effort was something to stand up for.
Yeah, no, I honestly, I do believe this. Like, if you're a country out there, and I honestly assume there are a lot of countries like that, you know, in Africa that maybe they've wanted to but didn't know how.
Absolutely.
To sort of start the process of investing in basketball. Luau Deng did not have this great big groundswell of money, right? Like, he didn't. And so I saw other people saying that imagine what like a Joel Embiid could do for Cameroon, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy like Luau Deng was a decent player, but I mean, Joel Embiid is like an all-star, one of the most recognizable faces in NBA basketball. What if instead of trying to hack it out for the United States, which is it's not working, you know, why don't you just sort of go back to Cameroon and invest in? And I'm not saying you can do whatever you want to do. That's the point that people were making, sort of on social media after they saw South Sudan come that close. You know, which I think is great. I think it's great for the sport of basketball is that you know this big, tall, mighty United States, you know, got taken to the absolute limit by South Sudan. I mean, that's going to be good for the rest of the world. It really is.
I think what Steve tried to spin as Steve Kerr afterwards is the world has caught up to us, and you can certainly make that case, and you just look at, you know, the worldly influence now in the draft and everything else, and it is a world game. But, you know, to see those guys who this would have been, you know, a pipe dream for, you know, a few years ago, be able to compete at that level, it does show you – I'm not going to get into the whole Africa's caught up or anything, but, bro, it shows you how much talent is out there now and how much work they're putting in. And, you know, the NBA's got an academy over there in Africa now
that's
starting to produce real talent.
Yeah.
And so it's probably, frankly, a gold mine over there in terms of talent. When you're talking about the length and everything they already bring to the table anyway, you know, it's probably we're going to see more and more of an African influence in the league. And it's awesome. Yes, the world has caught up. Now, that's been happening for a while. But to see the work they put in and see a payoff like that, it's awesome, dude.
Well, think about Nigeria, right? Yeah, they had Precious out there in 2020. And I want to say they had, like, you know, several other recognizable stars, you know, that like, I've seen, you know, play basketball before.
The African talent's about to get real.
They had Gabe Vincent, Monty Morris, Chimezie Metu, who's an NBA guy, and Precious.
Mm-hmm.
And Jahlil Okafor, Simi Ogiele, I think that's how you say his name, Josh Okogie, Dinwiddie's out there. I mean, Nigeria's got some players. So that's just another example, right?
And this model watch kid who only had seven, but he had a big three late, like a 7-footer. That's good. He's going to Duke, you know, to play with Cooper Flagg. So that's going to continue, and it's good to see. I guess there was a point in my life where, you know, you watch Michael and the Dream Team, and you stave off the rest of the world, and you tell yourself, oh, we're, you know, supremacy. You know, we run basketball. And yeah, maybe, you know, you get a little defensive about that.
Right.
It's been, you know, Charles Barkley literally, I think it was the Angolans that he like shoulder shrugged to show the rest of the world, y'all behind us. I don't know. There's a little bit of I appreciate it more now. Maybe it's just the older guy in me.
Right.
You know, how much work has been put in.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just watching the NBA in America they're putting in work. Man, to get better and really trying to compete here, you can't do anything but respect that.
Well, because here's the deal for me. It is boring if the United States is just steam on everybody.
Well, and it doesn't really help them.
Right.
Because there will be closer games. And I think they play Germany in their final game tonight.
They do.
And that should be competitive.
It's their 16-point favorite.
But let me tell you what it does. When you need a stop, what this tells you is Tyrese Halliburton can't be out there.
Hell no.
And that's why you see they're learning because of that, to your point about a close game. And that's why Derek White's on the floor at the end, because you need the glue, you need the stickiness defensively.
100%.
You know, and a lot of those guys, you know, they're names and faces, but they're not ready for what it takes to win in close ones, and there will be, you know, tougher games, I'm assuming, once these real ones start up.
Yeah.
I doubt this Germany game will be close because you had the wake-up call, right?
No, and plus Germany beat you in the World Cup.
And what about Durant? Is he close now? I think he's got to be close to coming back.
Yeah, they clearly need him.
He was right, you know, he's right there. He was a game-time decision or whatever. He was close to being back for this one.
Yeah.
He's got to be close.
And he's
that'll
very,
help.
He's very upset, by the way, at being left out of that Nike spot that I referenced. He's, like, very, very mad.
Which one? The one about being a sort of a... an angry person because you're competitive? Is that the one? Which Nike spot?
The most recent one they did, which was, I can't remember exactly what the theme of the thing was.
Was it Willem Dafoe?
Yes, that's it.
That's
winning,
weird.
Winning isn't for everyone.
Yes. I was hoping Ja would be in there, but I said nope.
Because
it wasn't just Olympians, right?
I mean, Wembanyama was in it.
Right. Well, but he is kind of
for
a Olympian
France,
for France.
But not for
But I thought
us.
I saw some others that weren't Olympians, back to the point. So I thought, okay, maybe, you know, but no, because of the, you know.
It was LeBron, Giannis, Kobe, Asia Wilson, Victor, and Sabrina Ionescu. And no Durant. And Durant's been a Nike guy since day one.
KD should be in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a joke. I mean,
and he's won titles.
It's actually,
even though he rode the bus.
It's actually incredibly disrespectful to him to have international people in there and not him.
Everybody's getting disrespected. Him, Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown's getting disrespected.
But he's having he had the last laugh on y'all.
Yeah, he did, because he had two, didn't he?
Well, it might have been three. I don't know.
No, now,
again, that's the flesh. We're not going to glorify. But Jaylen's doing what I told you.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah.
Anyway, scare for United States. And I fully expect them, by the way, to crush Germany.
They will, because that was the wake-up call.
And again, they
it's
owe
what
them.
Steve Kerr needed.
They owe him from the World Cup.
Man, fire Steve Kerr.
Yeah, like,
put
why?
Ty Lue in control.
Well, no, put Spoelstra in control.
Spoelstra?
Yeah.
Just have him on the film.
No.
This ain't heat culture. You understand what I'm saying?
They need it.
If he ain't got heat culture,
Ty
he's
Lue.
Nothing.
I mean, dude, come on. Ty Lue.
Ty Lue.
has achieved nothing.
Steve Kerr looked like he got a headache. LeBron. Looked like he got a migraine, doesn't want to coach this team. You're giving him the morning off against a team you clearly underestimated. Almost lost one. Probably would have been one of the most embarrassing upsets. And not just a men's basketball team, USA, but in USA Olympic history. I don't care there's a friendly. You were 43.5-point favorites.
But you can't put
fire him.
Ty Lue ahead of Spoelstra.
You fired our soccer coach. For poor performances,
sure.
What in the Copa or whatever the heck it was.
The United States hasn't lost yet, so I mean that. That has to happen.
I'm just saying he'd be on. He's on thin ice.
Oh, I
agree. Hold him up like he ain't had Steph and Clay and Draymond to go out there and win them things. He's no Phil Jackson. Let me tell you,
his legacy's definitely. Little complicated.
Yeah, and the book starts with on Steve Kerr starts with Mark Jackson. Let me tell you that he's in the book.
That's not
he's
why.
He's in the book.
That's Mark Jackson.
He helped
the same
develop
team,
him,
bro.
He helped develop him.
Then why hasn't he got another
y'all
job?
Y'all canceled him because y'all canceled him.
Nah, dude.
You canceled him. And I don't
and
think
JB Bickerstaff.
And the one thing you
canceled?
Have to do in today's society is you have to come out and apologize. I don't know if Mark Jackson
should apologize.
Usually you can just apologize and you can get another chance. You guys have blackballed Mark Jackson.
He should apologize
like
for his poor performance.
Greg Hodges and Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, like you blackballed them. You've done the same thing. Chris Jackson, for those of y'all who don't remember Mahmoud.
I am not.
You blackballed him.
I am not about to answer for all the sins of whites today. I mean, that's ridiculous that you're putting this on
I'm just saying Mark Jackson ain't all this. I deserved at least one more chance. Y'all done.
Whose fault is that?
Come on, man. Y'all done recycled J.B. Bickerstaff 8 times. Keep giving him a different job.
He's black.
I'm just saying. Like, he's the only black.
No, here's the problem.
He's the only black we'll get a head coaching job to. Sam Cassell can't even get one.
JB will take a bad job.
Because you want to take your best friend, J.J. Redick.
JB will take a bad job, and Mark Jackson will not. That's the difference.
I guarantee you Mark Jackson will take a bad
that
job
man
now.
That would not take the Pistons
but
job.
Van Gundy gone. There ain't nothing to come back to anymore.
That man would not.
Their team is gone. I guarantee you he would take the hustle right now if you gave it to him. Closest thing to being an NBA head coach.
No, he would.
Yes, he would.
You're out of control. That man would not take.
The same with it. It used to be him, Breen, and Van Gundy. They had a team, so he could turn down maybe a bad job here or there.
Well, I guess
he will never get a chance.
There.
He should now. Again, you got to apologize. You have to make it public. You have to do it loud enough to where they hear you. I don't know
right.
that ever happened.
That's right.
But y'all blackballed him.
Anyways, what a weekend. What a weekend in the Olympics. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason Fitz going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM. Yes. We do have some international basketball today. It's not the United States, but Joker versus Giannis, 1 o'clock in an international friendly. That's a fun one.
Okay.
If you're into that. You know, I talked a little ish to my father-in-law, the Serbian Hammer, after the United States whacked that ass last week. I know everybody's thinking about Saddam, but they did beat the damn dog piss out of Serbia.
What was that final? I didn't see that.
A lot to a little. It was a lot to a little. And I told my father-in-law that y'all not like us. Y'all not like us.
Ooh.
Y'all not like us.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Hi, keep rock me.
You be careful on the way you talk to him.
He ain't about it. He ain't about it.
I guess you are his wife's daughter's husband, so I can't really do anything to you.
That's right. I'm his ex-wife's daughter's son, husband. Somewhere around there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that I think that is at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I won't be tuned into that one.
You ain't going to be on course that
age? No, but I will be tuned into Germany.
You'll watch that one?
Yeah, I don't know what time that
is.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people asking, you know, will I go back on Germany? Because I was on them, you know, for the World Cup.
Who's asking?
Just a lot
of people. You're asking yourself.
Many people. And I will say that it's a little different now. It's the Olympics. It's not the World Cup where it's kind of like.
Well, we're going to drop the hammer.
Yeah, some countries care, others do not.
I mean, y'all walking up on, somebody that just got threatened by South Sudan.
Right.
It's going to get ugly.
I think.
You know, who took the morning off before has learned the lessons.
Exactly
Steve
right.
can say go out and be
I agree.
You know, on high alert.
The spot is immaculate.
So we're gonna kick their tails.
15.5.
Who's that, them Wagner boys?
Oh, yeah, it's Wagner, Schroeder.
We owe Schroeder. We owe him.
Yeah, I think.
He embarrassed us at FIBA, if I remember correctly.
Is it possible that Maxi Kleber is playing?
You know? He should be. I think he's healthy now.
Yeah, I think.
Didn't we see him back at the end of the playoffs or something?
Let's see.
He was trying. They were trying to play him.
It looks like he is not listed on the
Every time
team.
You talk about Germany, whether this guy's there or not, the defensive stopper that he is.
He's never there.
Yes.
I think they kind of threw him off because he didn't show up for the World Cup last year. I think they're disgusted by him. Daniel Tice is there. That's the four NBA guys: Schroeder, the Wagner brothers, and Daniel Tice. So,
yeah, do we still count Tice? Is he?
He signed with the Pelicans.
Okay.
He'd have been a great fit for the Grizz, honestly, at that backup spot.
Don't look like they're worried about it.
They just rolling with Edie, dog.
I mean, gonna get Kennard minutes. Back in here. Gonna have one open going into the season. Sounds like.
And don't forget the great Niles Giffey.
I remember Niles.
We
talk about him. We're the only show that still. They don't even talk about him up there in the Northeast.
9 threes in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave it to you.
Nobody was watching in FedEx Forum that day.
That's right. And they never watched again after that day. All right. AAC Media Days are going on. And
it's very exciting.
For Memphis, very exciting. They're going to talk about Phase 2. They're going to talk about the season ahead.
Why is Mario Anderson up there with Seth Hennigan?
I think they're excited about Anderson.
This is my first Silverfield coaching decision that I'm questioning of 2024.
Interesting.
I'm kidding about that. We're all giddy about Silverfield, but come on, that should be Rock.
Okay.
Should be Rock Taylor. He's earned it. Unless Rock had a previous engagement. But why would you not be ready for AAC Media Days?
Yeah, I mean, I think
that's him and Seth have earned it.
I think that's
obviously Seth.
Right. I think that's unlikely that, you know, he would have had a prior, unless, you know.
Especially you're taking two offensive guys.
Right.
Get the two guys that did it last year.
Exactly.
Mario, we love you. You're coming from the SEC.
Right.
But you're new.
Correct.
I need Rock up there. But you do have the right man, obviously, and Seth.
Are we there?
We're going to find out. Are we the favorites? Obviously, we are.
Well, we don't know that officially, but we expect Memphis to be the favorite.
Yes. I'm curious about this poll and everything else.
I think that comes out. Does that come out, like, tomorrow?
It has to during media days. It typically does. I would imagine if the moment it starts, they come out, usually, typically.
Exactly.
And you get a chance to talk about it, as Memphis should be the favorite. I'm interested to see, you know, Ryan, for the most part, this offseason hasn't ducked what we felt like should be that expectation, right? That Memphis should be the favorite.
Right.
You know, be in line for a college football playoff chance, obviously.
Yep.
As the best group of five team. And so I we've given them credit this offseason for not ducking that, for sort of embracing it, trying to help get people excited about it. And so, yeah, I'm curious, once they are formally, you would expect pick number one, you know, sort of how he responds, Seth. Obviously, no. You love Seth, and you know his antics on social media
and
everything that he says and comes out of his mouth. So very interested to hear what Seth has to say.
Yeah. So they the only thing they've said so far is that Rock Taylor is the best at playing college football 25.
Have you played that yet?
Yeah.
I hear it's very hard. That if you don't hit your first read, you're getting sacked. Is that accurate?
I don't know. My thoughts on the game are just that it's we waited 11 years for this. Like, damn.
You're just rusty. You'll enjoy it after a little while. You get a couple wins. What, you lost a couple times online? You're a little down?
No, I mean, I just think, like, it just feels not that.
Is it not new?
It feels not that fluid. It doesn't feel like a super.
Figured to be not just recycled after so many years off, but you'd have a new product.
Yeah, like, the people that like college football, the video game, are people that just like college football, right? Like, they just like the scene. They just like the band.
Yeah, but now you got the names. Have you played with Memphis' top-ranked offense?
Yeah, and when
did you hit Rock?
Yeah. The problem is, like, when you go up against, like everything's in tiers, right? So you have tier one, tier two, tier three, right? So you get more, if you play, like, Memphis is a tier two, for example.
Good.
So if you play as a tier two, a tier one team and win, you get more points for that, right? You get more credit for beating a tier one, like Texas, Alabama, Georgia.
You're just saying beating the computer.
Right. Well, this is online. This is online.
Oh, okay.
Really feel the difference. You really feel the difference in speed, in size, in ability to generate pressure at the quarterback. It's like, why? I beat Texas a couple times, but it's like, this is hard. Like, they got me out here like I'm practicing at Melrose or something. You know, if I'm going back to, like, the low points of Memphis football sometimes, you know, and you're, like, you're throwing picks. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a huge – because, you know, why would I want to play as Memphis when I'm just getting destroyed by tier one teams? You know, that's the part of it that I – but I guess that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah, you sound like you're complaining about it. I bet you get a couple more wins, you'll like it better.
It's not really about that, bro.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's not about me winning or losing. Like, I will say this too. Like the dynasty mode that everybody's talking about, where you're like a coach. Like, how on earth do you people have time to sit there and recruit video game players? Like, sit there and like scout and look at like the whole thing. Like, look at his social media, like on virtual.
Yeah.
How y'all got time for that,
they
bro?
They got time. They got. They don't.
Y'all need to touch some grass.
Overnight jobs.
Y'all got to touch some grass. Because when I saw that, I'm like, I can't do this. I just want to play the game.
You were intimidated. You lost a few times. You had a bad experience.
Not intimidated.
You'll play if you just level down. And listen, if they had that attitude over there at Memphis Athletics, that, oh, we're tier two. We just never can beat the tier ones. We'd never get pulled up, would we?
Well, they
haven't. Thank God you're not over there as the new AD or somebody in that athletic department. What a defeatist attitude you have.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.